The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to be in your radio and your smartphone and your computer today. We have a terrific three-hour show planned for you. All sorts of great content. By the way, Congressman Burgess Owens is going to drop by in just a little while. Also, our good friend Rick Green, who is the founder of Patriot Academy and one of the leading experts on the Second Amendment in America, he is going to be here in the next hour of the show, and this is very important. Because right now, as we, you and I are speaking, President Biden at the White House announcing his intention to grab your guns. Now, we're going to dip into this. We don't know where the president is in his remarks, but I want to see if we can't catch a little bit about what the president's saying here. Let's take a listen.
In the Senate and beyond, at all levels, to stop firearms from being illegally diverted into dangerous hands. Today, with online sales and ghost guns, times and trafficking methods have changed, and we have to adjust. We also have to ask the Justice Department to release a new annual report. This report will better help policymakers address firearms trafficking as it is today, not what it was yesterday.
Okay, enough of that. So not too much new info there, but we do have the list of things the president is going to do over the next little while through executive orders to curtail gun ownership in America. And you need to understand something here, folks. The only thing standing between us and the godless heathen socialist is the Second Amendment. That's it. That's the only thing that is keeping these Democrats from literally shutting down America, shutting down our businesses, shutting down our schools for good. So not only should you hold on to your guns, you need to be making a beeline to your local gun store, wherever you get your ammo, and you need to be stocking up. This is how serious of a situation it is. So we're going to break down the president's remarks throughout the program as he continues to speak live at the White House. Our team here on the show, they're very busy monitoring all of this, and they're going to keep us updated on any developments throughout the next little while. But my question to you today, what exactly are you doing to protect your Second Amendment rights? Now, I'm going to give out our toll-free telephone number here, and we're going to get to calls in just a little while. All this week, again, a reminder, welcoming our brand-new listeners in Lafayette, Louisiana on KROF, and also our new listeners on WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. And callers, if you are listening to that, those radio stations, and you call in, you make it on the air, we're going to give you a great prize package, just a way of saying welcome to the neighborhood, welcome to the front porch of the Todd Starnes radio show. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Again, that number, 844-747-8868. But this is all part of an effort by the Biden administration to crack down on our civil liberties. And the frightening thing we have learned over the course of the past year or so is that many of our fellow countrymen, an alarming number of our fellow countrymen, are more than willing to surrender their civil rights, their civil liberties to the federal government. The government comes in and says, well, we have a threat here. We have a pandemic. We don't know where it came from, but we're going to shut down your business because your business could lead to the deaths of thousands of people. And many people just literally turned over the keys to their businesses to the government. It's unbelievable. By the way, Joe Biden just claimed that adding a brace to a pistol makes it more lethal. That's outrageously false. By the way, this is the same guy who said the answer to bad guys who might try to harm you is to what? Shoot a shotgun through a screen door. Remember that? Remember that word of wisdom from Joe Biden back in the day? Unbelievable. So, again, we are going to keep you updated on the developments coming from the White House as Joe Biden announces his plan to get your guns. Meanwhile, I want to share this item with you. This is coming from the Derek Chauvin trial. And real quick, this thing is a complete debacle. Right now, the prosecution has yet to provide any evidence to back up any of their claims. As a matter of fact, the main thrust, the main accusation is that Officer Chauvin actually put his knee on the neck of George Floyd, and that led to his death. Am I correct in that, Grace Baker? Yes, she is shaking her head. Yes, that is correct. It is now not correct. Apparently, according to new video, it shows that for a portion of time, the knee was actually not on the neck, but it was on a shoulder blade. And so now the prosecution, and they're very shrewd, these folks. So now the prosecution's argument is that George Floyd, it was not that the knee was on his neck. Now they're saying the knee was on the neck area. And this is very important, folks, because the narrative was already set in stone before the first shred of evidence was collected. The mainstream media told us what this story was all about. A white cop hated black people so much that he went out. He was prowling the streets, and he came across sweet, innocent George Floyd, who was minding his own business, counting his counterfeit dollars, doing his drugs, the meth and the fentanyl. And all of a sudden, this mean, racist, white supremacist cop saw the black man, got triggered, and immediately attacked the black man, throwing him on the ground while the other police officer stood around and did nothing, and killed the man when he shoved his knee into the neck of George Floyd, cutting off oxygen. That was the mainstream media narrative. And now we know that's just not true. Now the question is, what happens? Because we know that there is going to be hell to pay if Derek Chauvin is not convicted. If this guy is not convicted and given the death penalty, there's going to be cities burning down all over this country. And Black Lives Matter, they've already told us this. They've already told us this is going to happen. So maybe, just maybe, the jury's in on this. Maybe, just maybe, it's a foregone conclusion. So here we are in a situation where there is no evidence to back up the accusations. As a matter of fact, there is a lot of evidence to suggest, through a very bizarre string of coincidences, that George Floyd actually overdosed. And even though, according to the police chief, that Officer Chauvin broke policy by putting the knee to the neck area, that ultimately it wouldn't have mattered. George Floyd would have died anyway. So where all of this goes, I don't know. But the question now is it possible that this guy is going to be convicted of a crime, even though no crime has been committed? And again, I mean, if he violated procedure, that's one thing. But their argument is this white cop hated black people, went out there, wanted to kill a black guy. That's just not true. There's no evidence to back up that claim. So now we are faced with a situation where you could have Mr. Chauvin being convicted just to save American cities. So the question now is, should they sacrifice the life of this one police officer to save these American cities from being burned to the ground by the Black Lives Matter mob? Is that where we are? Is that what justice looks like in America? Because that's certainly what it's looking like right now in Minneapolis. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. We're going to take a quick break here, folks. We are going to get right to the phone lines, taking your thoughts on George Floyd and also the attack on gun ownership in America. President Biden speaking right now. Also, we have new information on the people who died on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. And the only homicide that was committed, the only murder that was committed, was against a member of the so-called insurrection mob by a member of the Capitol Police. So we're going to get to that as well. ToddStearns.com is our website, folks. Be sure to check that out. All sorts of great news, information, free stuff, newsletter, podcast. Download that. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program, and I want to share a soundbite with you, and I'm just going to have to read this to you, but we'll hopefully get the audio sometime soon. But I want to read this to you. This is coming from the White House, from the lips of your president, Joe Biden. And before I read this, I want to reiterate something I said earlier. A lot of people think that I am speaking in with hyperbole when I tell you that the Democrats want to take away your guns and they want to strip you of your civil liberties. And I've been attacked by Media Matters. I've been attacked by the Human Rights Campaign, Southern Poverty Law Center. I'm on one of their hate group lists. But all I can do here on this program, folks, is speak the truth to you. That's all I can do. And you may not like this truth. You may not like this truth. You may not want to hear the truth. You may not be able to handle the truth. But we've got to get the truth out there so our fellow patriots can understand what is at stake here. When the Democrat mayor of North Las Vegas, Nevada, announces that he's leaving the Democrat Party because it's been taken over by the socialists, you need to pay attention. We are living in a very dangerous and a very deadly time in American history. And our rights are in grave, grave danger. And I say that because I want you to hear what the President of the United States just told America from the Rose Garden.
Dr. Jill Biden, who cares deeply about this issue as well. And I look out there and I see so many members of Congress who've led in this fight. So many of you who've never given up. So many of you are absolutely determined, as Murphy and others are, to get this done. We got a long way to go. It seems like we always have a long way to go. But also, today we're taking steps to confront not just the gun crisis, but what is actually a public health crisis. Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake from what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution.
Joe Biden just said it, ladies and gentlemen, and you heard it. No amendment to the Constitution is absolute. No amendment to the Constitution is absolute. Now I hope you understand how much is at stake in the year 2022 and how much is at stake in the year 2024. The Democrats are coming after your guns. And my question to you, what are you going to do to stop this gun grab by the Democrats and President Joe Biden? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to Georgia. Karen, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Karen. What's on your mind today?
Well, my husband and I have teenage sons who are not yet old enough to own guns, but we have purchased guns and they're safely locked up in a gun safe, but so that when they, you know, someday will inherit them. It seems like the Second Amendment is being whittled away, which is crazy, but someday maybe they want to hunt or someday maybe they want to do target practice. And so we want to have them have that opportunity when the time arises someday.
Karen, when you hear the President of the United States saying that no amendment is absolute, there's nothing absolute in the United States Constitution, what goes through your minds as an American citizen?
That our rights are being stripped from us right in front of our eyes, and that's not right at all. I certainly didn't vote for Biden, and I think it's crazy to think that. It's just hard to think of what we can do to combat this other than little bits at a time, but I think we need to be up in arms literally as well as figuratively to fight against it.
Oh, absolutely. We have got to fight back. And again, when you look at what is at stake here and what these Democrats are willing to do when they have power. Karen, this is a great example for folks. When the Democrats have power, they deliver on their campaign promises. And yet the Republicans, they fight their own president. They fought Donald Trump tooth and nail on every single one of the things that he promised American voters. But the Democrats, they speak as one voice. And it is a very dangerous thing that's happening right now in our nation's capital. Karen, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ann in Gainesville, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Ann. What's going on?
Hello. I wanted to comment on this about Biden, too. I don't go along with this taking people's guns. That's our protection. And what if ISIS, some of them come over here, or our enemies from China, or some started attacking us? We wouldn't have any protection at all. Maybe these people will find where Biden lives, and he'll have to get his shotgun out and shoot it a few times. He makes me sick. He's not qualified to be no president, and I did not vote for him. He is scum to me. And Obama, where's he at? Is he putting all these ideas in his head? You hadn't saw his ugly face.
Well, Ann, I have no doubt that Barack Hussein Obama is the guy pulling the strings. This smells of a community organizer, Ann. And we all know that Obama hated America. We know his wife hated America. We get it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll be darned if I'm going to sit by and keep quiet as Barack Hussein Obama and his gang of socialist thugs fundamentally transform this nation. I don't want to live in a third world communist hellhole, Ann, and I'm sure you don't either, and I'm sure most of the listeners of this radio program don't want to live that way either.
No, and I want them to finish investigating Biden and his son, because they're in with China and Russia and Ukraine. And they need to bring all that out. If that had been Trump's boy, you would never heard the end of it. They wouldn't leave Trump alone, and he hadn't done anything when he was in there.
It's a fair point.
I'm going to vote for Trump again, too.
All right, Ann.
The voting was illegal, and they're going to prove it.
All right, Ann, thank you for the call, and thank you for listening to us on WDUN. I will say this. If Joe Biden thinks he's going to be able to take away our guns, he's been smoking some of that Parmesan cheese along with his son, Hunter. All right, we've got a line open here, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. The breaking news just moments ago, President Biden says no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. We're taking your calls on that. Also, your messages on our Facebook live stream, ToddStearns.com.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell crowd. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning of the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The war for America is underway. And as Joe Biden just said, everything is up for grabs here. Nothing is absolute in the United States Constitution. This is why they're going after every one of our freedoms. And you better believe they're going after all of them, because they already have. The trial run is something called the China virus. For the past year and a half, ladies and gentlemen, what's been happening in this country? We've seen the government crack down on civil liberties. And what have we, the people, done? Have we risen up? Have we marched in the streets? No, we have not. We willingly just surrendered. We've surrendered our rights to the government. And now look at where we are. So all I can say is good luck trying to get guns out of the hands of the folks here in the southern states. And I'm just going to throw in the Southwest, our good friends over in the state of Texas. I don't think they're going to be able to get our guns. And if they do, there's going to be a civil war. I don't mind taking that leap. But if they start going door to door and collecting our firearms, that's the day that America, as we know it, is over. That's it. That's it, folks. All right, let's go to the phones here. Chattanooga, Tennessee. Janine is listening to us on NugaRadio.com. Hi, Janine. What's on your mind today?
Hey, real quick comment, and I'm going to hang up. This is the root of the problem, and in these few words, these people have absolutely no fear of God.
No, Janine, they think they are God. That's the problem. They think they are God. And that's why they're trying to eradicate the Almighty. This is why they're trying to eradicate God from the public marketplace. They don't like this idea. They do not accept this idea that we are one nation under God, that we are a special nation. They believe that we are one nation under man, that only man can give you your rights. And we know that to be completely false. What does the founding documents say? What do our founding documents say, folks? We are endowed by who? Not Barack Obama, not Joe Biden, not Kamala Harris. We are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. All right, let's go to Arkansas. Daryl listening to us on KARN. Hi, Daryl. What's going on?
How you doing today?
A little fired up, to be honest, Daryl, as I'm watching Joe Biden spewing his lies.
I'll tell you what, I'm almost beside myself. I've listened to a little bit of your broadcast. I was unfortunately outside, but I listened to what O'Biden said concerning the Constitution. And, you know, I'm fired up about that because, you know, the Constitution is not something that you just change at a whim. And for him to do what he's doing, he's trying to destroy our country. He's going to come after our guns. There's no doubt he's going to try. Try being the key word there, because I can assure you, me and probably millions of other patriots aren't going to give them up. We are not going to give them up. And, you know, people in this country need to wake up, get off the couch, and get behind politicians. I use that word loosely, but people elected to our representatives and to the Senate that are going to support the Constitution, not tear it down. We've got in Arkansas, Jan Morgan running for Senate against Boozman, and I think she would be a pleasant change. And that's a step forward in getting this done to protect our Second Amendment rights and all the other rights in our Constitution.
You know, Daryl, I've had a chance to meet Jan over the years. She's been on my radio program. We've been at a couple of speaking engagements together, and I think she would be a terrific choice for you guys. She's rock solid. She's a conservative. You know, I know a guy. We had Senator Jason Rapert on the radio program yesterday. My understanding is he's running for lieutenant governor, and that guy has my full endorsement. You need those kinds of people in office, Darrell, and you're absolutely right. It's not just Washington, though. It's on the state level. It's on the county level. It's on the local level. And we're going to have to fight every single day to secure our rights in this country. Darrell, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening to us on KARN. All right, let's go to Ned in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Ned. How are you today?
I'm fantastic, Todd. It's just great to be talking to you live now. I'm so happy I dialed in and said, well, it's live. I can actually call in now. So great talking to you. And great barbecue here in Georgia. I just left the smokehouse, and I'm on my way to work at the gun and ammo store I work at now in Georgia.
Is that right? So, wait. So Ned, you work at a gun and ammo store.
Oh, yeah. Business is booming, too, you know. Joe Biden's one of the best gun and ammo salesmen in the country right now.
So Ned, I am curious. What are people telling you? What are they coming in and what are they buying?
They're buying the ARs and the pistol braces and the ammo because they're afraid that they may lose their rights the way things are going, and they're getting them while they can.
Well, Ned, it sounds like you needed a good lunch over at the Smokehouse Barbecue joint, so you're going to need your energy this afternoon, because I suspect after what Joe Biden just said, there's going to be a run on gun and ammo at every gun store in America.
I expect you're right on that, Todd. It's been this way off and on since December, January, and I think it's just going to continue to drive the demand up. And, of course, the supply is way behind now. So, you know, when the demand increases, the prices increase. So he's just today will probably be a busy day. Yes.
All right. Well, Ned, thank you for calling in. And don't be a stranger. Give us a holler. And we appreciate all of our great listeners there in the state of Georgia. And, you know, it's interesting. For years, Ned, thanks for the call. Hang tight. You know, for years, we were delayed on WDUN. So they would play Rush Limbaugh's show. Then we would come on. And it was interesting because the phones would light up in our studios with so many people from Georgia calling in. So it's great to have you guys with us on live now from noon to 3 Eastern. So just a few moments ago, Joe Biden made another gaffe. Do we have that audio ready to go? Let's wow.
I'm proud to nominate David Chipman to serve as the director of the AFT. Well, David knows the AFT well.
Did he say it twice? He said it. Can we play that again? He said it twice.
I'm proud to nominate David Chipman to serve as the director of the AFT. David knows the AFT well.
Oh, geez, Alou. We're screwed, America. We are screwed. Unbelievable. It's ATF, Mr. President. ATF. Geez, Alou. All right, 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Remember that time Biden told somebody to get a double-barreled shotgun? And said, all you need to do is shoot a perp in the leg. Remember that? This guy's clueless. But this is the best and the brightest of the Democrat Party, folks. The best and the brightest of the Democrat Party. All right, got to take a break. We have a line open, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Protect yourself, get a double barrel shotgun, have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun,
And I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here or walk out, put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house. I promise you, who's ever coming in is not going to. You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim. It's harder to use. And in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself.
Yes, sir. That little double barrel shotgun, it'll just leave a little mark on you. That's all. Just aim for the eyeballs. Aim for the whites of their eyes, darling. Well, that's Joe Biden, clearly a gun aficionado right there. A few years ago, giving his take on gun ownership in America. And just a little while ago, the president announced that no amendment in the Constitution is absolute. And then he called the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Well, let's just hear from the president.
I'm proud to nominate David Chipman to serve as a director of the AFT. David knows the AFT well.
Yeah. Wow. All right, let's go back to the phones. Mike in Florida, listening to us on WOCA. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, in addition with this concern regarding the attack on our Constitution, both on your radio station as well as other folks on broadcasting and then some other even stations that you're not on, there's two ads that are really bothering, two radio spots. One specifically, the say something ad seems to be in support of the police state idea that you want us to all be tattletales or narcs. But the one that bothers me even more, the second ad, which is a much longer PSA ad, focuses on for you and your family to be prepared for a disaster. Todd, I'm not a prophet or a son of a prophet, but I believe that each state and even Hollywood have been trying to condition us for being prepared for another 9/11 type shooter drop. So we'll all be willing to give up all our freedoms. Hope I'm wrong, but that's what it seems what's going on.
Well, you know, Mike, that is a valid concern, and I would not put it past these people to try and pull some sort of a 9/11 style event to declare martial law in America and, again, strip away more of our civil liberties under the guise of what Joe Biden just said, that none of our constitutional rights are absolute. So I think there is a grave fear of that happening. But again, I think one of the reasons why the Democrats have not gone down that path is because they know they cannot get our guns, at least peacefully.
Well, I think it's more than just guns. I think they want us to not only live in fear, but to be spoon-fed, not just with money and our little government checks, but to be socialist all the way around.
Oh, no doubt about that. No doubt about that, Mike. But I'm telling you, the line in the sand has to be drawn with the Second Amendment. We cannot allow the government to curtail gun ownership in America. Mike, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening to us on WOCA. Let's go to Bruce in Arkansas on KARN. Hey, Bruce, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, how are you today? Glad to be on the show.
Thank you.
And anyways, I'm a vet, military vet, and I'm also ex-law enforcement. And, you know, I asked my friends here where I'm at in Arkansas, where I reside now, you know, I said, are you going to let the Democrats turn y'all into traitors? And, you know, everybody I get results from are by no means, you know, you can't force a law enforcement, if he's a patriot, you can't enforce him to go out and get killed by a man going into his house and trying to take his guns. That's ludicrous. It's stupid. And when I swore my oath into the military, which is back in 79, you know, I swore foreign and domestic, and this is domestic as bad as it gets. I mean, it was taken by a landslide, all by cheating. I mean, there's nothing, you know, they make laws, but, you know, those people like Biden and Obama's and everything, they don't have to abide by the laws. They're above the law. And I don't, that's one of the points I'm against is I don't care who you are, what kind of money you got. You ought to be held accountable just like any other person. But you come to get my guns, you're going to die. And I own guns. I'm going to keep owning guns. But I use them for hunting. But I also got them for protection. I got all kinds of guns. But they're not going to come and take them from me. And I don't need the bullets because I got plenty, you know.
And Bruce, I suspect there are hundreds of thousands of other law-abiding gun owners who feel the same way you do. And the Democrats have to know. Look, the old-school Democrats, they get it. A good many of them actually own guns themselves. But the problem is the AOC progressives. That's the problem here. And they are in charge of this party. I don't care what they tell you on the news. The progressives, the socialists are calling the shots over at the Democrat Party headquarters right now. Bruce, thanks for the call. Let's go to South Carolina. Steve on the line. All right, Steve, what's on your mind?
First of all, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, great. Yeah, the paper tiger factor in the gun owners. Yes, Second Amendment is the bedrock of American freedom. Without it, it's us versus the government and we're helpless. So, yes, keep your guns. Don't let Joe Biden scare you. They use the media with gun violence to literally scare you away from your gun, just so you know that. They use the TV to scare you off of your gun. But we are paper tigers when it comes to defending our rights.
What do you mean by that, Steve? What do you mean by paper tigers?
Well, there are issues that are as important as the Second Amendment that literally expose America as being in a spiritual crisis right now. Have you ever seen the website LeninMurderTruth.com?
Well, no, and I don't. We don't have a lot of time to get into that. But again, what is the? You say there are a lot of other issues that matter as much. Name one of those issues, Steve.
A photograph of author Stephen King getting John Lennon's autograph, posing as Mark Chapman, doesn't seem to upset America, for example.
Okay, Steve, I don't know what you're talking about here, but so you're how is that possibly more? Or, you know what, Steve? I don't have time for this nonsense. He's gone. Goodbye. Sure. Goodbye. Folks, we don't have time for stupid today. Normally, we would be happy to appease someone like Steve. I don't know where he was going with all of that. I have no idea. But we have big issues facing the country right now. When you've got the President of the United States out there suggesting that all of our constitutional rights are up for grabs, that's a problem. And we need to have a conversation about that. And that is the big story of the day. They're coming after our guns. And when they come after the guns, they're going to come after our speech, which they already are. Any time they hate something you say, all of a sudden you become a racist. You become a white supremacist. You become a pariah. They don't like your religion, so what do? Well, they tell you if you go to church, you're going to kill people because of the China virus. So you got to shut down your churches now. You see how all of this is playing out, folks? All right, we got to take a break. A line open, 844-747-8868. Stick around. We've got more of the Todd Stern Show coming up.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to have you guys hanging out with us today on a breaking news edition of the show. Just a few moments ago, President Biden announcing a crackdown on our Second Amendment rights. The president said no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. And the president going on to make all sorts of false statements. I mean, the guy's just flat out lying, or he's just completely ignorant of what it means to own a gun. And you really do wonder if any of these people up on Capitol Hill have actually gone through the process of purchasing a firearm and becoming a law-abiding gun owner. So we're going to get into that later on this hour of the program, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, is toddstearns.com, and we're posting a lot of audio, a lot of stories there coming out of today's briefing at the White House. Now, just a few moments ago, Texas Governor Greg Abbott made some comments regarding our second biggest story of the day, which is what's happening at our southern border.
Complaints that were sent to these state agencies include the following four things. Children at this facility are being sexually assaulted. Second, there are not enough staff to safely supervise the children at this facility. Third, some children in this facility are not eating throughout the day. And fourth, children with COVID are not being physically separated from children without COVID.
All right, that was Texas Governor Greg Abbott talking about the horrendous conditions down at the border. Yesterday, we had Republican lawmakers joining us. They saw and heard firsthand accounts of little children, little girls being raped and assaulted. It is an absolute disgrace what's happening at our border. I want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line from the great state of Utah. Congressman Burgess Owens with us. Congressman, always an honor to have you here. And I understand that you have been down at the border.
Todd, first of all, it's always good catching up with my friend. Thanks so much. I'm still down in Texas. And let me just start off by saying this. Let's not get distracted. Let's realize what the left has always done. They're going to push this attempt to take away our Second Amendment. That's going to be a long process. Eventually, it's going to get to the Supreme Court years from now. Eventually, realize he can't do it. Meanwhile, every single day, we have mass invasion on our culture. That's the real story. That should be always number one. Do not let the left distract us by all this stuff they're going to throw at us. We're being invaded. Our culture is being demeaned. Our kids are being used and abused and discarded. And these children coming through are going to be dealing with this tarnish on this period of their life forever. And this is what we're now bringing to our country. By the way, what's interesting, as our unaccompanied kids are coming through, literally within hours of being processed, they're now being flown or bused across our country. And all they need to have is a number or an address. That's the vetting process. That's how little these people care about our nation, number one, about these people are being used and abused as they come across our country's borders. So, let's not get distracted. Keep in front that we're now being invaded. That should be our number one topic and discussion.
Well, Congressman, I mean, there's no doubt that we have been invaded. And those of us who have been using that term for years now, the left comes after us, calls us xenophobic, all sorts of language being used. But there's really no other way to describe the millions of people that have crossed into this country illegally, not just over the years, but right now.
Well, now it's actually, when they talk about open borders, I've never seen anything like this, where literally there's no stopping. They get we now are facilitating human trafficking. All these people need to do is charge these folks $4,000 a piece, and that's low. We now had over 100,000. That's $40 million that they made last month, in 1 month. And all they do is facilitating. They're going on Facebook. They're bringing these people up here. They're abusing them. Some will never make it. And then what we do is we take it on and take the rest of that journey into our country. And these folks are coming in, these young boys and girls, they do not understand our language, have never been taught about our culture, will not do good in school. So what do? They drift to what they feel comfortable with, their friends who are part of the gangs that the cartel is also pushing here in this country. This is a very devious process that we're going through. Do not lose our focus on this border. Don't let them start taking away, looking at the other rights that we have in our Constitution. Don't take forever for them to litigate and have us every single day not think about the thousands of people being transported from every part of this country into our interior. where you are right now, Todd, will one day be a border city, and that's what I want our Americans to recognize. It's coming to you.
Well, and this is a fair warning here. I mean, there are plenty of sanctuary cities and states around the country. I know we broadcast from Memphis, Tennessee, and the Democrats who control this city have been very sympathetic to illegal aliens. So I wouldn't be surprised if they bring them here. I'm wondering, Congressman, with this so-called China virus pandemic, are you seeing any sorts of precautions being taken to make sure these illegals are being given health care, being tested? Are they social distancing? Are they wearing the face mask like all the rest of us have to do?
No, they're not. And we have these pods, by the way, the same places, the same pods that that Obama put together, the same framework. And in those days, it was a chain link. Now it's plastic. And 32 kids should be in one pod, and now over 500 kids. When they come through, they're being processed. If they're not being social distanced, and at the end of the day, they're being sent to different cities across the country, and there they're then tested. From what I understand, they're then tested to see if they have COVID. So it is a chaos, and this is on purpose. I guess that's the point I want to make. This is not the fact that they have no result, no other options. We just came 4 months ago from options and for policies that kept our nation in a sense of a rule of law, finally getting back to rule of law. What's happening now is on purpose. That is the way the hard left works. So don't expect to see the vice president down here at the border, because it gives too much presence for Americans to begin to talk about what's happening here. And Americans won't like it when they find out the strategy that the left has put in place at this point.
Oh, look, Congressman, you're not going to see Kamala Harris down there. She's getting herself some delicious German chocolate cake. Let's take a listen to what this soundbite from yesterday's White House press briefing.
She was traveling this week, took time to visit a bakery in Chicago. I'm wondering, is she still working on this? And can you address the perception that she's kind of quietly backing off while Secretary Mayorkas is pursuing some Trump-era policies, such as potentially building new border barriers and potentially prosecuting people who illegally cross multiple times?
There's a whole lot packed in there, so let me just see what I can do here. First, I would say the vice president was visiting Chicago actually to talk about COVID and the importance of communities getting the vaccine when it's available and accessible to them. And so while she was there, like many Americans, she got a snack. I think she's allowed to do that.
Well, there you go, Congressman. She got a snack.
Can I make a suggestion? Why don't you come down here, get a snack down here, and look at the border and see if COVID is maybe coming through from the south, a hotspot. That might be a good place to get a snack, right here at the border. These people are empathy free, and I want your audience to hear this. Empathy free, have no compassion. They use and abuse at this point the most vulnerable among us, our children, that are taking this long walk. Many of them will never ever make it. They will not survive, and yet they don't care. So understand that is the leadership in our country today. Empathy free. Our country has never, ever been an empathy-free state nation, not in which we can ever have an entire party run this process the way they are right now. So let's not let them continue to have this power to bring so much misery to people. Let's oversee this process and make change.
All right. Well, Congressman, we appreciate your great insight, and it's always good hearing from you. Congratulations. I know it's an exciting time for you being up on Capitol Hill and representing the great folks of your congressional district.
Todd, thank you. And just know, this is a team effort. We all do our part. Thank you for what you're doing, Todd. I really appreciate it. The Americans just roll up our sleeves. Let's get this thing done with. Appreciate it.
All right. There you have it, folks. Congressman Burgess Owens, and he's a friend of this program, and we'll get him back on very soon. But this is a disturbing story, and he is right. This is the major story probably of the year, and has been for quite some time, this invasion of our country. But we also have to pay very close attention to these threats on our civil liberties. And the Second Amendment is under grave assault right now. And if you could just imagine, and we're going to get to the phones here in a moment, but several years ago, one of the very first callers on this program, it was a woman in her 50s. She lived with her elderly mother in a ranch down in Arizona near the border. And she told me on this program that just about every day, she would wake up, she would grab her shotgun, and she would go into the garage where she would find illegal aliens hiding in her garage. and she would have to shoo them out. She said it was almost a daily experience. And I said then what I'm going to say now. This is no way for an American citizen to have to live their life on American soil. We should not have to put up with that. But nobody looks out for those people. We do on this program. That woman, her life matters. Her mother's life matters to us. And quite frankly, one of these days, heaven forbid, one of those illegals has a weapon. We don't want to think about that, but you have to. We're talking about some very violent, dangerous people that are coming across our border right now. All right, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Linda has been holding on for a while from Georgia. We've got Kim in Arkansas, Toby in Little Rock. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Story last month, the Uber Eats driver, the guy's name was Mohammed Anwar, 66-year-old grandpa. He's a legal immigrant from Pakistan, just living the American dream, working his butt off, paying his taxes, paying his bills. And these two black teenage girls carjacked the guy, tased him, stole his car. He was holding on to the side. They took off, dragging his body through the streets of Washington, D.C., slammed him into a phone pole or some sort of a light pole, and then crashed the car. And one of the black teen girls was climbing out of the wreckage, and she literally walked over the dead man, Mr. Anwar, his body sprawled on the sidewalk, and she was looking for her cell phone. Where's my cell phone? Where's my cell phone? So now we know that the prosecutors have reached a plea deal. So these two little thuggets, age 13 and 15, are going to avoid being tried as adults, and they're not going to be held past the age of 21. So they got a free pass. They killed a man, and they got a free pass. So the police chief was asked about this, and the DailyWire.com has the story. Ash Sko is the author of the story. And the police chief, who himself is black, says, you know, and he's defending this. He's defending the plea deal, saying, you know what, prosecuting a teenager who killed an Uber Eats driver as an adult will not bring back the lost loved one. Well, that's not the point, you moron. The point is something called justice. Justice used to be blind, but now it's not. Justice is all about color. So let me fix the Daily Wire's headline for just a moment here. Black D.C. police chief says prosecuting black teens who killed a Pakistani Uber Eats driver as an adult won't bring back the lost loved one. What am I trying to say here, ladies and gentlemen? I'm trying to say that in Washington, D.C., Pakistani lives don't matter. That's what that's all about. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. No, I'm not in a bad mood, Grace. I'm just a little fired up today. They're trying to take away our guns. They're letting kids carjack people and drag their bodies through the streets. It's unbelievable. But I'm not in a bad mood. All right, let's go to Linda, listening to us on WDUN in Georgia. Hi, Linda. How are you today?
Oh, hi, Todd. What an honor to speak to you. Have listened to you for a good while, many, many years, actually. Used to listen to Rush Limbaugh and then listen to you after. So just wanted to say, honey, I am a seasoned citizen here in Georgia, as Rush would put it, being over 80. And I'm one of those double-barreled voices that wanted to talk to you and appreciate all that you say. And I think the Lord will be looking down on us very strongly. I feel like we're in a Sodom and Gomorrah time. And wake up, America. There's so much people are not aware of. And I think back of having been alive during World War II. My father was in the Army and came out a lieutenant colonel. But I remember when Hitler was burning the books. You had to burn the books. And so now we're getting rid of books in our country. Wake up, everybody, please. We're in deep trouble.
Now, Linda, you speak a lot of truth here, and I have to tell you, I'm very intrigued. You had me at when you said honey, but when you you said that you are a seasoned citizen and a double-barreled seasoned citizen at that. You're our kind of people, Linda, is what I'm trying to get at. And I think that you're onto something here. You know, a lot of people shy away from the comparisons to Nazi Germany, but people need to understand that before Hitler came to power, what was he? He came up in the on the artistic side of the equation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
This guy was basically Germany's version of Hollywood, and they were able to turn the culture through the universities, through the arts and the entertainment. And before the Germans knew what had happened, their country had been conquered from within. And that's,
absolutely.
I just see that happening here, Linda, which is, you know, I've written about this over a series of three books documenting where I think this country is going. And to your point, it's a very bad place.
Unfortunately, I haven't had any of your books, Todd, but I have echoed that voice over and over and over again in these last months and weeks. And when I heard the announcement that the ATF person and went, ATF? What in the world? Oh, you mean the AFT?
AFT.
Mr. Biden.
But it's ATF, yes. It's terrible.
Or he was saying AFT.
Mm-hmm. But you see, you're... But you see, you got it, Linda. I don't think he still understands what he did. Hey, Linda, I hate to do this. We're coming up on a break. I want you to call us back, but don't hang up because we're going to remedy that problem you just mentioned. We're going to make sure you get a copy of one of my books, and we'll get your. We're going to stock your library for you. All right, got to take a break, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, folks, today we've been talking a lot about constitutional rights. We heard what Joe Biden just said, that there is nothing absolute in the Constitution. And that's why it is so vitally important that you prepare yourself, you equip yourself with knowledge. That is how you fight back. And that is why I am a huge supporter of ConstitutionCoach.com. I mean, there are some great programs out there. Don't get me wrong, great programs. But the best for equipping citizens to defend liberty is ConstitutionCoach.com. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, I had the honor of being a part of a constitutional defense course, and it was an incredible combination of actual firearms training at one of the premier firearms training facilities in the nation, along with some amazing seminars and sessions doing a deep dive into the Constitution. It's absolutely fascinating stuff. And I want to make sure that you get to experience what I did with hundreds of other patriots from all over America. Again, this is not just about going and buying a gun. This is learning how to carry with confidence and get the training you need to defend your family. And now more than ever, you need to get involved with ConstitutionCoach.com. So look, Rick Green, who is the founder, he is America's Constitution Coach. He's going to be here in just a second. But they've got a great program just for our listeners coming up on April the 25th. And if you want information, all you need to do right now, go to ConstitutionCoach.com, and you can find out how you can be a part of this incredible training. My good friend Sebastian Gorka has been out there. Matt Walsh has been out there, and it's just an amazing time. So again, constitutioncoach.com. And based on what just happened today at the White House, folks, every person listening needs to be signing up for this this incredible program. Well, I do want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line, and it is an honor to have Rick Green with us. Hey, Rick, how's it going today?
Todd, great to be back with you, brother. Going well.
You know, as soon as I heard what was going down today, I told my show booker, get Rick Green on the line, stat. And here you are. I want to get your reaction to what Joe Biden. You know what? Let's play this audio, Rick, and then I want to get your reaction to it.
Sure.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell crowd. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning, the Second Amendment existed. Certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution. Gun violence.
So what
in
says
this country,
what say what say you, America's Constitution coach Rick Green?
Well, based on what he's saying, then there should be exceptions to the First Amendment based on the way he mangles it. With the freedom of speech there. But at any rate, listen, the Second Amendment was never intended to just be for hunting or just to be able to own a gun. They were very, very specific about this. This is the first law of nature, they called it. They said this is the right of self-defense. And in fact, John Adams put it this way, and this one really applies when you think about these mass murder events, when somebody shows up, some crazy person shows up, and they're trying to take as many lives as they can, whether that's with a car or with a knife or a gun or whatever they've chosen as their weapon of choice, we as individuals have to be able to defend ourselves. And John Adams put it this way. He said, resistance to sudden violence for the preservation not only of my person, limbs, my life, but of my property is an indisputable right of nature, which I never surrendered to the public by the compact of society, in which perhaps I could not surrender if I would. The maxims of the law and the precepts of Christianity are precisely coincident in relation to this subject. Todd, we could go quote by quote of founding fathers. I don't know what in the world the president is talking about when he says that some people were limited or certain weapons weren't allowed. There's no truth to that. Back then, even if you wanted to have a cannon, you could personally own a cannon. The idea that you're going to limit the law-abiding citizen and you're going to think that something that you put on the books in a legislature or a sign you hang outside that says this is a gun-free zone is going to stop a crazy person from coming in and wreaking havoc is just ludicrous. It's foolishness. What we need to do is make it easier for law-abiding citizens to have weapons and to train with those weapons and to carry those weapons. And that's the only thing that's going to stop these mass murder events. These are misguided folks at best. And at worst, it's exactly what the founders warned about in terms of government wanting to claim to be protecting you, but what they really want to do is control you.
And that was, I think that's the heart of where we're at here, is what is the ultimate goal here? You know, they say, well, we've got to make people safer, but the reality is law-abiding gun owners, by and large, are not going out there and committing these crimes. These are people who are criminals doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah, not only not by and large, but not at all. I mean, you look at the stats on concealed carry licenses and the hundreds of thousands of people that do that legally and safely every day. I should say millions. I'm thinking only in Texas, hundreds of thousands. But yeah, I mean, the stats are inarguable. In fact, you know, some people will say, oh, what about these fully automatic weapons? I mean, you shouldn't allow a citizen to have those. You know, there's something like 48 or 50,000 permits for those and individuals that own those in the country. Never once have they been used for any of these events. This is crazy, the fact that we're going to prevent the law-abiding citizen from having that weapon to defend themselves. And I'll tell you, Todd, I think it's criminal. I think that they are disarming citizens and costing lives. You think about every one of these mass murder events. When the crazy guy is able to go aisle by aisle for 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes, sometimes an hour, murdering people, because we don't make it easier for the law-abiding citizen to be there to save the day. You cannot expect a police officer to be on every corner or in every home or in every store. That's called a police state. But when you allow the citizens to train, not just carry, but be trained and do this effectively, then you have the sheepdogs, the heroes like Jack Wilson at that church in White Settlement that took out the wolf whenever he decided to wreck, you know, create mayhem in that church. Guys like Stephen Williford, the hero of Sutherland Spring, that saves 27 lives that day at a minimum in that church. over and over again, we see citizens stepping up to save the day. And it's not that we don't want the police to be there, but look, the left is defunding the police. They are letting the criminals out. How many times in the last week have we heard stories of someone that was convicted of murder and then let out and then convicted and then committed another murder just in the last few weeks? Todd, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, but I got to tell you, man, when they're defunding the police, they're letting more criminals out, and then they're making it harder for us to defend ourselves. They're creating this chaos, and citizens have to stand up and say enough is enough. I have the same response to a mass murder event that the left does initially. Enough is enough. This has got to stop. We differ on what the solution is. They want legislation to make it harder for you to defend yourself. I want legislation to make it easier for you to defend yourself.
You know, I thought it was interesting. Was it last week when there was the attack, the Muslim guy trying to run over a couple of cops over at the Capitol building, and yeah, one of the police officers died. The guy was armed with, I believe, a knife, and then the police officers took him out. But it was AOC, Rick, who put out a tweet. Ilhan Omar. And Ilhan Omar said, it could have been worse if the guy had been armed with an AR-15. What?
How do they turn every event into some anti-AR-15? I'll tell you what's even worse. When Stephen Williford saved the day at Sutherland Springs using an AR-15, that's what he took the wolf out with. Guess what Joe Biden's response to that was? That he shouldn't have been allowed to have that AR-15. The very weapon that stopped the bad guy. So in Joe Biden's world, he would have rather the other 27 people in that church die, because that's the only way that Williford would have been able to stop this guy. They've got this myopic view that this hunk of plastic, this piece of metal, is somehow this inanimate object is causing the evil. That is so naive and so foolish. We saw that with exactly the man you're talking about, this Muslim terrorist that tried to attack the Capitol, did attack the Capitol, and killed a police officer using a huge hunk of metal, a vehicle, and then wanted to kill more with the knife. I mean, in London, they're talking about knife control. Todd, you know the Bible. If you get rid of the guns, we'll use knives. You get rid of knives, we'll use jawbones and rocks and everything else. It's the heart of man that is the problem. There is evil in the world, and that's why the founders knew. They understood that. They understood the depravity of man, and they said you have to make sure that people can defend themselves. They talk about how every man should own a gun, that every home should have a gun. They even put the burden on us. I mean, James Wilson, signer of the deck and the Constitution and a Supreme Court justice, he said if you get robbed in your own home, it's your own fault and negligence. He said the Castle Doctrine means you've got a duty, you've got a responsibility to defend yourself. And it's not just to keep arms. Let's not forget the Second Amendment says to keep and bear arms. We should be able to carry that weapon wherever we go, so that wherever it happens, if it's Walmart, if it's a grocery store, if it's a restaurant, if it's your church, that you are able to defend yourself and your family and the loved ones around you.
Rick, I feel like I'm back in your Constitution class. I mean, it's this intense, folks. You're just getting, you know, just pelted with knowledge and information and facts. And I mean, it really is fascinating how you do this.
Well, I do want to give you one more quote, if you don't mind. I don't want to turn it into a full class here, but listen, Joseph Story was one of the fathers of our American jurisprudence, and he warned about this very moment, this day right now, where our president continues to try to chip away at your right to keep and bear arms, and they try to use these mass murder events to create disgust towards the inanimate object. Here's what he said. The right of the citizens to keep and bear arms has justly been considered as the palladium. That's the protector, Todd. It's the protector of all our other liberties in a republic. He said, because it offers a strong moral check against the usurpation and arbitrary power of rulers. It'll enable the people to triumph over them. But here's the danger. He said, there is certainly no small danger that indifference may lead to disgust, and disgust to contempt, and thus gradually undermine all the protection intended by this clause of our National Bill of Rights. Joseph Story, that's 200 years ago, he was spot on. It's exactly what the left is trying to do. They try to create disgust towards the inanimate object. I am disgusted with them because they are costing American lives every time they make it harder for law-abiding citizens to defend themselves. They're costing psychological damage for these girls on college campuses that end up getting raped even though they knew how to use their weapon, but they weren't allowed to carry that weapon on campus. Government should not disarm citizens. It should protect the right of citizens to be armed.
And you know, Rick, I've been reading, and I was talking to our listeners about this yesterday, I've been reading the Stephen Kuntz novel, Liberty's Last Stand. And, you know, it again imagines what if an American president, staged terrorist attacks, declared martial law, and took away civil liberties. And it's fascinating when you look at the parallels between the book and what's happening right now in American society. But what was interesting is when the fictional president, announced a gun grab, that they were going door-to-door to get the guns, that's when the state of Texas seceded from the Union. And what I find fascinating about that is, Rick, we ultimately, gun owners, American citizens, ultimately, we can rely on our states, and we have to rely on our states to do the right thing. And, you know, if our government is going to take away our rights, it is incumbent upon the states to defend those rights.
It is, absolutely. And look, history shows us that you know, people are power hungry, and they look for ways to grab that power and to control other people, and creating mayhem in the streets so that they can then come in and be the savior and government have more control over your lives. That's been the way of history throughout the history of the world. And so we shouldn't be shocked whenever left-wing politicians in America do that. And I thank God for, you know, Governor Doug Ducey in Arizona just signed a law with the legislature there to say we're not going to allow the enforcement of any gun grabs in our state. Oklahoma has done that. Other states have done that. There's a legislator in Texas running with a bill right now to do that, to say, look, you're not going to violate not only our U.S. constitutional rights of the Second Amendment and other rights, but also most of our state constitutions have a Second Amendment-type language in them to protect the right of people to defend themselves. And so you nailed it, man. States have got to stand up and defend their citizens. They've got to stand up and say, no, federal government, you are way overreaching. The way to properly do that in the long run is, of course, Article 5. You need to amend the Constitution to overturn a lot of these Supreme Court decisions. We did that with the 11th Amendment. The founders were the ones that did that when they didn't like a Supreme Court decision. We need to be doing that with some of the actions of the federal government. The
Good
states
stuff.
Have the ultimate power, but they have to use it.
All right, Rick, we've got to leave it there. April 25th, that's going to be a lot of fun. And where can folks go if they want to get information, if they want to sign up for the course?
You bet. ConstitutionCoach.com. And that one is probably going to be the last one with you know, nice cool weather, or at least close to cool weather, out in the Nevada desert. We've got more courses coming up in May and June. They can sign up for those as well. But if you want to come for the early one, April 25th, that deadline is actually tomorrow night. So make sure you get on the website, check it out. And if you'd like to join us, I promise you it'll be good fellowship. Good training. People that have never touched a gun before come with us all the time. People that have shot their whole life come with us. So it doesn't matter where you are in your skill level. These instructors are phenomenal, and you will just have great fellowship and also learn a lot about the Constitution. ConstitutionCoach.com.
All right. Rick Green, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot. Rick, God bless. We'll get you back on the show.
Thanks, Todd. God bless you, man. Keep up the great work.
All right. ConstitutionCoach.com, folks. Got to do this course. It's going to change your life. It's incredibly eye-opening, and you're going to look at the Constitution in a very different way. All right. Got to take a break here, folks. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, time to head over to America's friendliest hometown. That's the Villages. Mark on the line. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, how you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Nice and warm over here. It's about 80 degrees.
That's, you know, it's good weather over in this part of the country as well. And Mark, I hate to do this, but unfortunately, we're not going to be able to dilly dally here. So let's put Mark on hold,
okay,
and we'll get back to his point. Folks, just a reminder, and we have a lot of new listeners, and maybe Grace Baker, this is maybe a good time for Radio Caller Training 101.
Ooh, it's like my own little class. Am I the teacher?
You are the instructor. School marm Grace.
Oh, that's weird, but okay, let's go with it.
So, all right, so what is it that, you know, somebody wants to call into the program,
yes,
what do they need to do?
Well, if you're calling into the program, that first means you want to go on air. You don't just want to talk to me on the phone, because who really wants to talk to me? You just want to talk to Todd Starnes, right? So don't call. If you got something to say to me, shoot us an email. That always works. When you call in, I always tell everybody, when you go on air, you've got to go right into your point.
Get right to the point.
No dilly-dallying. You can say, hey, how's it going? And then you got to go right into it, because we don't have bukus the time. I got full lines, so other people are waiting. So you want to give them time to be on air, too. And I always tell everybody, no foul language. And some people laugh at me, and they're like, oh, I'm a good old, you know, Christian lady. I don't cuss. I'm like, I know, but I got to tell everybody the same thing. I treat everybody the same. You never know.
Sometimes the church ladies get a little salty.
People get passionate, and then stuff comes out. So I like to remind people, please watch your mouth. And then the other thing is, stay on your topic.
Stay on the topic.
Don't be like a dog that's like, squirrel. You got to stay on the mark. You got to be the dog that's fetching the ball, and don't let anything distract you.
This is great. By the way, is Avery listening to all of this? Avery, are you paying attention? So when you call in to ask me a question, are you following these rules?
Todd, I'm the one who taught her everything.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, he taught me everything
screening.
I know.
I keep forgetting.
He's a good teacher.
I keep forgetting that's, he was the original call screener.
He's the OG.
Yeah, the OG.
I forget about it, too.
Uh-huh, OG.
What's the OG?
Original gangster.
Thank you.
Oh, I didn't realize we were a gang.
Not like that.
Am I like the Godfather? Is that what
no.
you're saying?
You can be if you want to.
It's all your right. show.
Well, I guess yeah. we could. I don't know. By the way, coming up next hour, guys, we're going to talk about crime news.
Oh, yeah. I got some good ones.
The animal kingdom is rising up. And I am
oh yeah.
I am very concerned about this. I've seen Planet of the Apes. I know how that turned out.
Yeah,
we got some good stories today.
Yeah, I watched like Godzilla versus Kong over the weekend, and I saw some of Grace's stories that made me rethink of that in a very, very bad way.
All right, hang tight, everybody. So there you have it, Radio Caller 101. So pay attention, folks. All right, we got a lot of people that want to weigh in on the show. All right, well, look, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the big show. I'm Todd Stearns. What an honor to have you with us. Border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Again, that number is 844-747-8868. The big story of the day happening in the first hour of the program, when President Biden announced that there are no absolute amendments in the United States Constitution, the National Rifle Association coming out and condemning the president and his gun grab. And I want to read the statement that they posted on their Twitter feed. The NRA, National Rifle Association, says these actions could require Americans to surrender lawful property, push states to expand confiscation orders, and put a gun control lobbyist to head the ATF, or as Joe Biden calls it, the AFT. The National Rifle Association sends out this warning message to all of us that Joe Biden is dismantling the Second Amendment. So there you have it, folks. And we're going to be taking your calls on that in just a moment. But what are you doing to prepare for this gun grab? Meanwhile, on our university campuses, the indoctrination continues. All sorts of critical race theory nonsense going down. There is one organization that's actually following these developments, and they are on this stuff on a daily basis. Young America's Foundation. We have been longtime sponsors and supporters of Young America's Foundation, and I've been honored to be a regular speaker at many of their events over the years. I want to go right now to the Liberty University newsmaker line and welcome Kara Zupkus from YAV. Hi, Kara. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
You know, I'm well. Thank you for asking. And we've been following some of this critical race theory nonsense that's been happening on campuses. Give us the latest update.
Yeah, so this really all started back at specifically at the University of Kentucky back in October, where we exposed these segregated resident assistant trainings, and that came through our campus bias tip line. So, of course, being that University of Kentucky is a public university, our legal team here filed a bunch of different FOIA requests to kind of see what's going on behind closed doors, behind these different Zoom meetings, and seeing what's really being pushed on these students. And we were really just shocked to see the documents and the materials that were being given to these students. Students were segregated into white accountability spaces where they kind of had to apologize for their whiteness, and where students of color were put in spaces and healing spaces for their kind of race. So we were really flabbergasted by all of this, and we're continuing to expose and FOIA University of Kentucky for more materials on all this. And actually, just the other day, the president of the University of Kentucky sent out a campus-wide email regarding all of our different FOIA requests. I kind of saw it almost as a warning sign to all of these administrators being like, hey, we're being watched. We are getting a lot of different public records requests from Young America's Foundation. We wanted to kind of keep you guys in the loop that we're required by law to give this over, but we do kind of want to keep this going. We're not going to be deterred by Young America's Foundation. We are going to keep pushing this radical leftist orthodoxy.
And the reality here, Kara, and you guys have done such a terrific job of exposing this, it's not just at the University of Kentucky. This is happening all over the country.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been even shocked to see it as far as elementary schools. We recently exposed an elementary district in Arizona where stuff like this is happening. I mean, you think that it's just on college campuses. It's so much worse. It really is being pushed on the youngest of children who might not even really have an understanding. I mean, when I was in like fifth, fourth grade, I didn't really kind of understand any of these ideas that people are now pushing on people as young as that, like critical race theory, kind of that idea of white privilege and discrimination. That's really, really, I think, harmful to our students as young as elementary school. And that's why YAF is fighting back, and we're not going to put up with it.
And this is why YAF is so vitally important. Number one, it gives young people on these campuses an organization knowing they're not alone, that there are other people that support freedom and liberty. And so there's this sense of community. And at the same time, it's also a mechanism that fights back and exposes a lot of this stuff.
Exactly. And I think a big part of it is that students are kind of scared to speak out. You know, they're scared of getting reprimanded by their teachers, their professors in the classroom. But we, through our campus bias tip line, we can 100% protect your identity. We can keep you anonymous because we're really not out to, you know, try and get the student who reached out to us, who tipped us off, in trouble. We just want to kind of expose the wrongdoing that's going on here. So we're happy to keep people's identities anonymous. And I think that really is kind of just a sad state to where higher education is, that conservative students have to kind of hide their identity to just speak the truth about what's happening.
No, you should, and they shouldn't have to do that. I don't care if you're a liberal or a conservative. I mean, who cares? You're there to get an education, not be indoctrinated.
Exactly. And that's why we've definitely revamped our whole legal team here. We have a whole new slew of lawyers here who are ready to fight back. We've been filing a crazy amount of FOIA requests, really showing that schools, that when YAF kind of arrives in your email inbox, Young America's Foundation, they should be a little scared. If you're kind of wanting to hide everything that's going on with these critical race theory trainings, that kind of is a telltale sign to us that there's something sketchy going on there that probably shouldn't be going down. You should be kind of proud to show the American people this work that you're doing to allegedly help solve racism. But if you're scared of the public finding out about that, that I think is a telltale sign that there's definitely some murky stuff going on.
Kara, you and I have no doubt that there are university administrators somewhere in America right now, and they're looking at their email and they see, Kara Zupkus from YAF, what have we done? You're terrifying people out there, and good for you.
I mean, someone's got to do it. I mean, they have to be held accountable. If no one else is going to do it, YAF is absolutely here to hold them to account, you know, make sure that students' rights aren't being trampled on, and just kind of exposing this insane bias that's happening.
And Kara, we've got a lot of college students that do listen to this program, high school kids. Where can they go? You mentioned this bias hotline. Where is that, and how can they access that info?
Yeah, so it's yaf.org/tips. You'll be able to see a whole campus university-wide map on our website where you can go state by state to see what stories and what schools we've already exposed. And then there is a form on that website as well to submit information. Again, you can remain anonymous if you're worried about that. You can at least give us your contact info, but we'll keep your identity anonymous, helping you really just expose these insane situations. Anyone from elementary, high school, middle school, college, we're here to help get your story out.
It is a noble thing you guys are doing, Kara, and I want you to keep us updated. We are here to help you guys shine a light on all of this horrible stuff that's happening on our university campuses, and I have no doubt that at the end of the game, you guys are going to come out victorious. Kara, God bless you. Thank you for the great work that YAF is doing.
Of course. Thanks for your support. We appreciate it.
All right. That's Kara Zupkus from Young America's Foundation. YAF.org is the website address. And of course, Grace Baker, who is our illustrious call screener, is a YAF alum. And even once, my understanding was she was the president of the YAF chapter at the University of Memphis. So there you go. All right. You know what? Let's take a couple of calls before we have to run to break here. A lot of people wanting to weigh in on this gun grab coming from the Biden administration. Let's go to Alan listening to us on Nuga Radio, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hi, Alan. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Todd. You called and asked for advice or tips for what we were doing to prepare guns and ammo. Getting ammo is easier said than done. There's a lot of new gun owners that probably don't have what they want to have. If you go to an Academy Sporting Goods, inquire with their sporting goods department, maybe butter them up a little bit. You can get the info as to when their truck will arrive, what days they get their trucks. They usually have ammunition on every truck. Just get there early. And if anyone's been driving past the park or sporting goods stores and seeing a line of people at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, that's what they're doing. You might as well take a day off or two and get in line. I was fortunate enough to have a daughter who was said to have had the COVID, and I got myself 2 weeks off. And during my quote-unquote quarantine, was able to do some nice stocking up at the academy.
You see, this is good for you. This is a way to manage your time accurately there, Alan. Good job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I'm curious, would it maybe be easier to reach out to maybe some locally owned gun dealerships? Would that be more helpful, or is it best to go to the big box stores?
You can do it. Go to all of them, but the big box stores have more buying power than your local, say, pawn shop. That's another good idea if you're out.
Oh, I think we may have lost Alan's connection. Oh, we've got him back. We've got you back. Alan, you dropped out there. You were saying something about pawn shops.
Ammunition. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just going through a little bad area delivering lumber here. But if you don't have any of those, if you're out in a rural area and you don't have big box stores nearby, just check all the local pawn shops in the little towns and municipalities around. A lot of those guys are licensed firearm dealers, and they sell ammunition. And a lot of times they will have it just because there's not a large volume of people that come through here in Chattanooga. I actually live outside of Chattanooga and have found a lot of pawn shops north of Chattanooga out in the rural areas to carry ammo, and they're much obliged to sell it to you.
Well, this is great information, Alan, and I appreciate you calling in. And, by the way, thank you for listening to Nuga Radio, and give us a holler back one of these days. So we are taking some ideas, and Alan offered up some great ideas for you as we prepare for this all-out assault on the Second Amendment. What are you doing to prepare? Maybe there are some suggestions, things that you want to recommend to our listening audience out there. 844-747-8868. Again, toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, liking the new bumper music. We're getting a little bit of Southern rock action on the show today. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Todd Starnes here. Great to have you with us. Grace Baker. Last night, you sent me some text messages about the new dog. Now, new listeners in Gainesville, Georgia, Lafayette, Louisiana, you may not be aware of this, but this has been an ongoing saga as Grace is waiting for the birth of her Dalmatian.
Yes, and she has been born, and it is a she.
So you went with the female dog.
I thought I was going to go for a boy dog, but I fell in love with two girl dogs. Now I'm only getting one, but I'll know this Saturday there's one person in front of me choosing. So I have my first pick and my second pick.
All right. And have you come up with a name? People have been giving you name suggestions all over the place.
I really like Liberty. But as my husband pointed out, the nickname would be Libby or Lib, which sounds like liberal.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that.
So it's like, I don't know. So I've been thinking of other names, too. I don't know.
I like Liberty. What about Reagan?
Reagan?
Reagan.
Like Ronald Reagan?
It could be or Nancy.
I know a dog named Trump. Well, but this is a girl.
Well, I mean, you could call it, I don't know, Ivanka.
Ivanka. Ibarka. I don't know.
Ibarka. I don't know about that.
And I'm not naming it like Dotty or Spotty or...
So yeah, you don't want to do that.
Don't
That's
bring
obvious.
Me those All names, right. please.
Well, look, if you have a suggestion for Grace Baker, and maybe you want to help come up with a name for... You still don't like mine?
No!
I thought my suggestion
That's
was...
It's worse than Ibarka.
I thought it was funny.
It's funny, but it's not a good name.
I mean, imagine the dog is out. It's time for supper. You got the kibbles and bits.
Yeah.
You pour it into the bowl, and you don't see the dog, so you open up the door, and you just yell out, "Hey, Butt Ugly! Time for supper, Butt Ugly!"
That would get, I think, multiple people's attention. I don't know if it'd get the dog's attention.
What about Kitty?
Oh, come on.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Oh, my gosh.
This big dog comes galloping up.
How about we just name her dog?
So is the Dalmatian going to be like normal size or like Marmaduke size?
Whoa,
like the
big one? About 50 pounds.
Oh, that's a good sized dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. Well, keep us updated.
Oh, I
Have
will.
We posted a photograph? We're going to post.
Yep.
We've got a photo of Grace's possible dog, both versions.
Yes.
Over on the live show blog, toddstearns.com.
They're very cute.
Now, you people in Georgia, I need to ask you a question. What's going on over at Mercer University? This used to be a Baptist school. Is it still a Christian? It's not Baptist anymore. I don't even think it's a Christian school anymore. We have the story up at toddstearns.com. There's a professor there named Dr. Shaniqua Walker Barnes. She is a theology professor. And she wrote a prayer in a book that was recently published talking about how she asks God in her prayers to hate white people. So she's asking God to help her hate the white man. And it's not just the white man. She is especially aggrieved by all of you Fox News watching, Trump supporting white supremacists. Those are the ones that she especially is asking God to help hate. So... No, we've got this on our website. You've got to read this. So now she's doubling down. Now that the story is out, she is doubling down, and she is saying that her critics are wrapped in white supremacist Christianity, that only God and maybe some cult deprogramming can help them. So if you can imagine this woman at nighttime while you are saying your prayers. Oh, the name of the book is Prayer for a Weary Black Woman. That's the name of the book. Lordy, 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 help me hate the white man, Lord. I hate the white man. I hate his music, that country music, Lord. Woo, Lordy. That evil stuff the devil done went down to Georgia, Lord. Clearly, the devil went down to Georgia and apparently got a job at Mercer University. Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, are the people at Mercer University aware they have a raging racist in their theology department? This is unbelievable. Dear God, please help me to hate white people. Unbelievable. All right, 844-747-8868. Toll free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Lord have mercy. Woo! Oh, yeah. We're getting a little funky. Defended freedom and liberty here on the Todd Stearns radio program. Good to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen. And again, if Joe Biden thinks he's going to be able to disarm those of us in the southern states and in the Midwest, he's been smoking some of Hunter Biden's Parmesan cheese. I'm just going to tell you, it's not going to happen. So look, we have been longtime supporters and defenders of Alliance Defending Freedom. They have been coming under just horrific attacks from the left and from those who hate liberty and freedom. Now, Alliance Defending Freedom is one of those organizations out there standing up and fighting for those of us who love liberty. And we love those kinds of people here on the Todd Stearns radio program. Now, we are working on a new partnership with Alliance Defending Freedom. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down two things. First of all, write down this telephone number because they need our support. They need our help. Alliance Defending Freedom, they represent people free of charge, and they are defending religious liberty in the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court, and they are winning those cases. So we want to be a part of a winning organization, an organization that is out there fighting for you. So write down this telephone number, 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. And you're going to be able to help out our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. There is a very disturbing case coming from a grade school where a third grader was forced to remove her face mask. Now, look, many of us wear the face masks. You're out there at the grocery store. This particular school requires the kids to wear the face mask. And the reason why she had to take off that mask is because it included the words, "Jesus loves me." Well, on the Liberty University Newsmaker line is Tyson Langhofer, who is senior counsel and director for the Center for Academic Freedom at ADF. Tyson, good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Todd.
All right, well, let's talk about this this third grader. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, well, Lydia Booth, a third grader at Simpson Central School in Mississippi, and she went to school, as many of the kids have this year, with her face mask because it was required. But she chose a face mask that said "Jesus loves me," and she had worn it several times. But one day, when she wore it, the principal told her that she could not wear that anymore. And so she was pretty sad. She told her mom about that. Her mom contacted the principal, and the principal told her that there was a policy that forbid face mask with words on it. Well, her mom did a little research and couldn't find that. And so she said, "No, I don't see that." And so they put her up the line to superintendent. Superintendent sent her a policy that said that they would not allow masks with political, religious, or inappropriate symbols on them. And so apparently, they believe that religious messages in class are in schools are inappropriate, but they allowed other masks with all kinds of other messages on it. And that is viewpoint discrimination. We cannot, if you allow other people to express messages on your masks, you have to allow people to express religious messages. And so, unfortunately, they tried to change the policy, but the school wouldn't. And so they were forced to file a lawsuit in order to just allow this third grader to just express this positive message to the students around her that Jesus loves me.
The shocking part of this story for me, Tyson, is the state that it happened in. You're telling me this happened in the state of Mississippi.
Rural Mississippi. That's absolutely right. I agree with you.
Unbelievable. But again, this is a great reminder, Tyson, that these attacks on freedom and liberty are happening all over the country, not just in Berkeley or New York City.
Absolutely. We have a nationwide practice, and I sue in California, but we've got a lawsuit going on in Arkansas. You know, we have lawsuits going on in Texas. We have lawsuits going on in Virginia. And so it's throughout the country, and it's consistent with an ideology that wants to force people of faith out of the public square, and it fails to recognize that the First Amendment protects everyone's freedoms, not just those that you agree with.
Fascinating. Folks, the website, and I want you to write this down, ADFLegal, ADFLegal.org /Todd, T-O-D-D. That's adflegal.org/Todd. And if you'd like to reach out to ADF and help their incredible mission, by the way, they need money to be able to defend this little girl, this third grader, who wants to wear a face mask that says, Jesus loves me. Give them a call, 855-716-7461. That's 855-716-7461. Tyson, I'm curious, have you guys seen an increase, an uptick in the attacks on freedom and liberty over the past, I don't know, 6 months or so?
Well, we definitely have. I mean, you know, you've got the COVID crisis, which, you know, obviously has been disproportionately affecting those of religious faith that want to meet together. Even if they're doing it with social distancing, they've been imposing these requirements on churches. We've seen that. And then obviously with the new administration, there are going to be, and there already are, attacks on people of faith. You know, you look at the Equality Act. The Equality Act is the biggest threat to religious liberty that I've seen in my lifetime. And that is going to be something that we're going to be fighting tooth and nail if that goes through, because it is a threat to everyone of any faith.
And you know what I find striking, Tyson, and I'm a person of faith. I fortunately go to a church where the pastor's not afraid to talk about these kinds of issues. But a lot of churches around this country, they are afraid. They don't want to offend people. And the reality is, one day they're going to wake up and the mob is going to be knocking on their front door, which is why we all have to stand together regardless of denomination.
Absolutely. And we all have to speak the truth. And you can speak the truth in love, and we can disagree without being disagreeable. And, you know, disagreement's not disrespect. So we need to speak the truth. The world needs to hear the truth. When you try to live inconsistent with truth or reality, then bad things happen to people. And so we need to continue to be courageous and speak the truth.
I'm curious about the mom and the dad here, and your client Lydia. What are they doing now, and how are they dealing with all of this?
You know, they've been very strong. I'm inspired by my clients every day, because they're willing to take a stand, and they're in a small community, and you know, they may get some pushback, but what they've told me is, they said, we are proud of our daughter that she wanted to express her faith, and we felt like we had to stand up for her when she was told she couldn't express her faith, that she was somehow a second class citizen simply because she wanted to express her religious message and others wanted to express a secular message. So they're standing strong. And, you know, they're doing this for their daughter and for the future generations, because they don't want their future generations to lose the freedoms that we currently have.
Well said. All right, Tyson. Well, we appreciate you coming on the program. We're big supporters of ADF, and we're honored to have you guys as a sponsor of our show now. And we're going to do our best to keep sharing these stories and getting people to join ADF in this very noble cause.
Thanks so much, Todd. We really, really appreciate your support.
All right. God bless, Tyson. Appreciate it. So again, folks, adflegal.org/Todd. And it's very simple. We have an opportunity to help Alliance Defending Freedom as they fight for this little third grader in the state of Mississippi. Mississippi, come on. What's wrong? What's going on down there in the Magnolia State? Come on. But this third grader, all she wants to do is wear a face mask that says, Jesus loves you, or Jesus loves me. What's wrong with that? But she's having to sue to engage in her constitutional rights. And we're going to help this family out. So again, adflegal.org/Todd. If you want to give them a call, 855-716-7461. I'm going to say that number one more time, 855-716-7461. Look, we're all in this together. We're not about talking here on this program. We're about doing. Well, yeah, we are kind of about talking. We do talk, but we talk about doing, and then we go out and do it. That's what this show is all about. All right, real quick, before we have to take a break here, let's get to the phones. Georgia, Roger, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Roger. What's going on?
Hello, having a great day, Mr. Sarnes. Just want to pat you on the back and say thanks for being in my market. The Republicans and conservatives here have just become wishy-washy, and it's good to hear somebody with a backbone and actually a good mouth.
Well, you're kind to say that, Roger, and you know we're so thankful for the folks over at WDUN. They're great folks, and we're honored to be in this time slot. And what we could sure use your help is inviting your friends and the folks that you know to tune in and take a listen to the program.
Most definitely. I'm on the road pretty much all day on a company, and I'm in the street listening to the radio about 10, 12 hours a day most days. So everybody I know listens to the things I say and go, yeah, right. So when I tell them to listen to you, yeah, they've already started.
Well you're kind of, by the way, and I know Atlanta, I know where Gainesville is, and I can tell you that the signal, they've got a great signal that reaches out into the North Atlanta suburbs. You can hear them all the way down 85. And
yeah,
trust me.
In fact, I'm actually in Royston, and I've been all over from Hartwell to Elberton, Georgia, way out east of the state line of South Carolina. I've heard you all day out here.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, if you're on 85, folks, you're going to be listening for a long time because you know the traffic down way, Roger.
Yeah, it's fun. Needless to say, a parking lot doesn't do it justice.
No, sir, it does not. Roger, hang tight. We want to get you a prize package. Welcome to the radio family, and give us a holler back. So hang tight, Roger. Folks, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
You know, Grace, I'm thinking about I may have to do this on tomorrow's program because we're running out of time here. But this professor, the theology professor who's asking God to help her hate white people, I want to write a prayer thanking God for white people. And I'm trying to figure out I'm going to work on it. I'm going to put together some thoughts, and I may deliver that prayer on tomorrow's program.
Okay. I will proof it for you.
Lord, thank you for the honky. Lord, we love the white man. Thank you for mayonnaise and cottage cheese. And I don't know what white people eat. I don't know.
You don't know what white people eat. Aren't you a white guy?
Yeah, but I'm Southern. I got a little soul in me, though.
Uh-oh.
So I like collard greens. And I don't like it with the I don't like the healthy version, you know, with the turkey neck. I like it with the fat back.
Oh. Sometimes I don't know what to say to you. I'm not gonna lie.
You're
a lot to handle.
We try here, but we will tomorrow on the program to counter the Mercer University professor who has delivered the prayer asking God to help her hate white people. We're gonna deliver a prayer asking God to help her love the white man.
I'm about to say she needs prayer.
Mm-hmm.
She needs the Lord.
Lord, love the holy honky.
The holy honky.
The holy honky.
Why is everything honky?
I don't know. That's what they used to call the white guy. And remember Sanford and Son? This is way before your time.
Like the indie band?
No. This is not an indie band.
That's Sanford and Son.
No, that's... What? Stop it.
Mumford and Sons.
That's Mumford.
Sorry.
Where do you get Sanford and Son? Sanford and Son was a great comedy show that was incredibly irreverent.
There's too many similarities.
What?
Mumford and Sons is an indie band. I'm saying that the title's similar. Just continue.
By the way, our good friend Doc Washburn, listening to us on KARN, he's getting ready for his show. He's supposed to be doing show prep, but he's listening to us because he sent me a text message. Collard greens rule.
I hate collard greens.
All is forgiven. Did I do something wrong?
All is forgiven.
I don't know.
What'd you do?
I don't know.
You're probably going to get another text in a minute.
He's upset because I said that I like mayonnaise, Duke's mayonnaise, on my hamburgers.
Oh, I don't like mayonnaise at all. So,
all right. I'm gonna work on the prayer.
Okay.
And I'll give you a heads up.
Sounds good.
All right. Bill Main, the program director at WDUN, just sent me a note. He has a suggestion for your dogs.
Oh, I must hear this.
Stay.
Come on, guys.
Could you imagine the poor dog? Hey, come here, stay. Well, wait. What, do I come there or stop? What do I do?
Confusion.
Very clever.
Visible confusion.
Bill Main, the executive vice president, general manager of WDUN. That is a good name, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Again, I ask, have you ever owned a dog?
like back in the day.
Back in the day.
Like when I was a little munchkin.
Oh,
was,
so your family owned a dog.
I was no bigger than a butterbean, and we had a collie.
How big is a butterbean? What is a butterbean?
It's a saying.
Oh.
But we, yeah, but then my mom wanted us to have cats, and so that's when we, when the dog passed on, we ended up getting a cat. And I was not a, I'm not a big cat fan. I'm just not. I don't mind them if other people own them, but
same.
You know, whatever.
I don't want a cat.
Mm-mm. We had a cat named Baby Moses.
And it was, oh my gosh.
No, I'm serious. It's, we had Baby Moses, and we had Cuddles. And I have a cat. That's a horrible.
This is two polar opposite names, okay?
I know. I know. Don't judge. This is my mother, my sweet mother. And she loved cats. But she, anyway, we had a cat named Cuddles, and it was a big fluffy fur ball.
Okay.
And the thing just loved to, like, just love people. It would go up, and it would, like, you know, lean up against you and just kind of, like, you know, that was its way of being affectionate.
Uh-huh.
So one day, the cat comes in, and it's got the cat's head is the size of a cantaloupe. And it was swollen. So apparently, the cat, so we took it to the vet, and the cat apparently tried to love on a snake. And the snake bit the cat right in the noggin, and the cat survived. But it was apparently brain damaged. And so whenever, and we knew this because whenever the cat would walk, it would just like walk in a straight line and it would just run into a wall
and it would
keep walking like it
Poor
was.
Thing.
So you had to physically like manually turn the cat so it would, and then it would just walk
into a wall. It's like one of those wind up toys, you know, the little wind up cars and it just goes straight line and it can't turn.
Very unfortunate.
That's just sad. Well, have you seen the pictures of dogs that are like bitten by a bee, that are stung by a bee, and their whole face just swells up? It's the most pitiful-looking thing I've ever seen.
Becky writes in, Todd, please tell Grace that her dog... Hold on, I'm going to...
Oh, no.
Scrolling down through the Facebook page here. Tell Grace that her dog's name should be Flame. Ooh. And the reason why is that this, you know, the Dalmatian is typically a firehouse dog. So many firefighters have the Dalmatian in
the
firehouse.
I just feel like Flame's more of a boy name, though.
Flame. Flamette?
Flamette.
Lady Flame.
Spark?
Lady Flame. I don't
oh
know.
My gosh.
All right, there you go.
That's not a bad. See, that's like the first one of the few legitimate names I've
It's
been
a
given.
Good Becky.
Thank you for
good
not
job.
Making fun of me.
Yes, there you go. We're not making fun of you, but I do like Steak.
You're making fun of my dog.
Steak, come here. Come here, Steak.
Poor thing. I'd have to like teach it the reverse. So come here means actually like stay in place, and
wow.
Stay means come to me.
Can you imagine
me?
That dog trainer? Holy
or
smoke.
Whoever. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I trained my dog to come when I say stay. Wait, what? Why?
Unbelievable. So there you go. All right. Well, we're on the story. Thank you, Grace Baker. So keep the names coming in. And when Grace finally decides which dog she's going to get, we'll make it a big thing on the show. We'll do that. Hey, coming up tomorrow, by the way, a full hour of trivia. It's going to be a lot of fun, a great opportunity for you to win some great prizes. That's coming up on the last hour of tomorrow's program. We're also going to have a blow-by-blow, the very latest on the Biden administration's attempt to grab our guns. In the meantime, go to ToddStarnes.com. All sorts of news, information for you. Get out there. Have a great day, America. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.